Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, this year where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. Here in Season 5 with the commentary of Sfarno and their notes and explanation of Rabbi Talkovitz, we are looking at 218 Bet Yud Chet. Be diligent. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Have a shakud lomo Torah, be diligent in the study of Torah. Pirkei Avos tells us elsewhere, Hafolch ba ve hafolch ba de kula ba. You have to be diligent in it. You have to know how to learn it and be involved in it. And sometimes you have to break your head over it because it takes some work to get things understood. Shokud lomo Torah, be diligent in the study of Torah. V'dam masha tashiv la'apikoris. Know what to answer a heretic. If you're well-versed in Tanakh, you're well-versed in the Torah and in the Talmud, even a cursory glance, we should be zochet to have a very diligent glance, but even a cursory glance a lot of times lets us understand how to answer the heretics. People come and say, a young this was able to give birth. She never was with someone and she was able to give birth, right? She never was with a person, but if you look at the word, it's really a word that means a young maiden. It doesn't mean someone that was never with a man. It means a young maiden. It could be anyone who is just a young person that gave birth. You have to look at the words. You have to look at the verses throughout Tanakh. Know what to answer the people in other faiths, in Christianity and Catholicism and in Islam. You have to know how to answer people in Buddhism and Hinduism and Taoism, all these other ways of life. You know, I have to understand, if you're diligent in learning, you can know what to answer a heretic. Know before whom you toil. Who are you really working in front of? Not your boss, not your supervisor, not your clinical supervisor, not your principal, and not your administrator, and not the boss of the company. Hashem, that's who you're really working in front of. That's who you're really toiling in front of. That's who you're putting your effort in front of. Know that Hashem can be relied upon to pay you. He will pay you the wage of your labor. Sometimes we think, the boss didn't pay me, the boss didn't do that, the boss was late, and the boss this, the boss that, the boss this. Really, it's not up to the boss. Hashem is the boss. Hashem is the king. Hashem is the one that'll give you what you need. Just rely on Hashem. Understand it's from Hashem, that Hashem brings it, Hashem gives everything. Only through diligent Torah studies, Sfarno points out, in no other manner will you find a convincing answer to heretics, as it is written, Em tevak shena kakese vechat monim techap sena, az tavin yiras Hashem v'das elokim timtza. If you seek Torah like silver and search for his hidden treasures, you shall understand the fear of Hashem, find the knowledge of Hashem from Mishle. In this way you will also become Maya Nemiskaber, spring flowing stronger and stronger against all those who differ, as the teacher said in his praise. And know before whom you toil, know he could be relied upon. Know before whom you toil, for it is proper that you increase your toil in his honor, and know that your employer can be relied upon to pay the wage of your labor. Although it is certainly not proper that this be your motivating factor, rather that you fulfill his will. The notes point out that the first statement of Rabbi Eliezer emphasizes that diligent Torah study is the only way to plumb the depths of Torah wisdom, become a flowing, never-ceasing spring of Torah knowledge. Only in this manner can a person attain the ultimate understanding of Torah and knowledge of God, thereby arm himself with convincing answers with which to refute the questions of heretics. Now, before whom you toil, the Sforno interprets Rabbi Eliezer's second lesson as emphasizing the need for proper intent and pure motivation on the part of the scholar who seeks Torah knowledge, for only in this manner will he be granted enlightenment and understanding of Torah. Torah scholar must never be driven by personal vanity nor motivated by a desire to attain fame and honor. Instead, he must do everything for the sake of heaven. So understand who you're really toiling for, who are you diligent for. Make sure to understand what you're learning, understand what you're doing, understand what to answer those around you, who are you really working for, and in front of Hashem. He will pay you back, he will get it back to you. Don't worry, it's all up to Hashem. Join us next time as we talk about how the day is so short, but there is so much, so much to do here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.